BBC Radio Leeds.
BBC Radio Leeds, with me, Sanchez Payne. Good afternoon. 15 minutes has gone past the afternoon hour of 12. Bruno Mars and Lizzo to play for you shortly. Now, something that we can all agree on, right? We are all in some way, shape or form, some more than others. We are feeling the pinch of the cost of living crisis. We're feeling it live, in the flesh, here and now. But many people are looking ahead to the future with new concerns about the cost of retirement as well. Now, some research carried out by financial well-being and retirement specialist Wealth at Work has found that one in three of us don't think we'll be able to retire whatsoever. Don't think we can retire at all. And that's a big thought to have. Let's get a little bit more on this then, and hopefully some advice too. Jonathan Watley is the director of Wealth at Work that conducted this research to find out a little bit more. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sanchez.
Thank you for being here. I mean, just that statement, first and foremost, what's your thoughts on that of people thinking, due to the cost of living, due to where people are at now, looking forward to their future, they believe they might not be able to retire whatsoever?
Yeah, I think it's just the backdrop of the cost of living crisis and people just generally concerned. When we asked more detailed questions, we got equally sort of shocking results. So for example, 59% of people said that they are considering either reducing or stopping their pension contributions. So of course, if they do reduce them or stop them, then that means ultimately they will need to work longer, or they will end up having a very small pension pot when they come to retirement. So I think many people have great aspirations as to what they're going to do in retirement, but of course, with a lot of those things, you need to have money. So yeah, this could have big impact.
And what's your advice then? Is it all about finding the right pension? Is it maybe doing a bit of research and work? And would you maybe advise people to hold off the instant, not I'll say even instant gratification, but it's a balance, isn't it? You want people to enjoy your lives in the moment, but as well have security later on. What would you advise people regarding their pensions?
Yeah, I think one of the key things is to look at where you're spending money at the moment. So we go into a lot of organisations, speak to employees, and get them to understand there's a lot of things that people tend to buy, but they tend not to get necessarily the best rates for them. So if you think about things like purchasing broadband, your mobile contract, insurances, so car insurance, household insurance, a lot of those things actually amount up to quite a bit of money over a period of a year. And yet people auto-renew those things. And so they're often spending money where they don't need to be spending money, and they could get the same quality of service, if you like, at a much cheaper price. So it's important to look at those sorts of things before you start cutting back on your pension contributions. And if people do that, then they're more likely to be able to have a more comfortable retirement, and indeed retire maybe at the age that they'd like to retire.
And on average, just so we kind of know the statistics, how long will most people have to wait until they retire now if things continue how it's going? And, you know, again, you mentioned some people wanting to reduce and change now, some people are waiting off. But on average, what's the timeline looking like?
Well, people can actually access their pension from age 55. But again, research showed that 31%, so nearly a third of people, said that they may dip into their pension once they get to age 55 or over, whilst they're still working. So people are saying, well, actually, I might use my pension to supplement my working income, which of course then would mean that they end up in a position where either they're going to have to carry on working longer in any event because they've depleted their pension, or they're going to retire and just have a lot less income than perhaps they originally thought. The other thing they need to think about, of course, is the state pension and when that kicks in, because the age at which you get that is gradually going up. So again, there's a difference between when you can access your private pension and when you will get the state pension. Yet the state pension for a lot of people may actually be the cornerstone of their income. That may form the majority part of it.
I mean, this is all brilliant to know. It's such valuable information for any and everyone. This is the kind of thing that I think should be taught in schools, and people should know the ins and outs and the intricacies of it. But if we can generalize it, because we can't take up your entire day, which I'd love to pick your brain on, what is the best way to plan for retirement? If there was a few set things that you'd say for people to do not too late, get started, do this. Where would you go?
Yeah, so the first thing I would say is try and maintain your contributions if you can, because if you stop your contributions, what that means is that you won't get the matched contribution from your employer, and you won't get the tax relief. So if you think about every pound that you decide you're not going to put into your pension, what you lose is far greater than that pound, because you're not getting the employer contribution, you're not getting the tax relief. So that's the first thing to think about. But as hopefully you build up some sort of pension, it's really important to regularly review how those pensions are doing and what the values are, and looking at the forecast. So when you get your pension statement, looking at the forecast as to how much income that's likely to generate when you do get to retirement. And I would say that as you're getting very close to when you think you would like to retire, it's really important to do an overview of all the pensions that you've got. And, you know, some people, well, it's estimated that the average person will have 11 jobs during their working life. So that means you might end up with 11 pensions. So do you know where all those pensions are? Do you understand what those pensions are worth? So take all that into account, along with your state pension forecast, which you can get from the government site. Also, any other savings that you may have as well. So you've got a very rounded view as to, well, what is the value of the money I've got that can help me to retire? And then probably go and get some advice. One of the other things that the research showed is that people have a tendency to talk to friends and mates down the pub, but pensions are quite complex. So it's probably important that you get professional advice.
And there's nothing, well, I'll say there's nothing wrong with that. There's everything right with that, isn't it? From someone in your perspective that, you know, cares about the financial well-being of people, it'd be right that people, do you feel like people should be even more educated, or at least more willing to do their own research? Because it's a big deal at the end of the day, retirement and being able to be comfortable, or be able to, you know, if possible, thrive rather than survive, is something worth working at, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, we go into a lot of organizations, so it's worth listeners talking to their employers, because we do a lot of seminars in the workplace, you know, virtual as well as face to face. We set up helplines, etc. So there's a lot of things that employers may do. But failing that, go onto the web. So there's government sites like moneyhelper.org.uk, and they have associated pension sites as well. And they have a whole wealth of information that people can look at. They have videos, they even have calculators, so you can plug some of your numbers in and see what it pushes out. So there is stuff out there, but of course people need to be motivated to do it. And I think that's often one of the problems with pensions, is that even though they're so important to effectively everybody, people often find them quite complex, so they'd rather bury their head in the sand.
Yeah, and it is about, it's kind of taboo a lot of times for people to speak about money, but when it comes to these kind of situations, we have to at least go to those closest to us to express it. But then, like you said, reach out, because there's financial support out there. Where would you direct people to go if people are listening right now and they wanted to research, they wanted to get themselves on track? Where would you direct them to go?
Yep, so I would first suggest that they go to the government website and get a state pension forecast, so they've got a good view as to what they're likely to get from the state. I would also suggest they go to moneyhelper.org.uk, which is, say, is the government website.
I'm sure there's lots more information that can be got as well. BBC Radio Leeds, massive thank you to Jonathan Watsley, Director of Wealth at Work. Head to the government website and get that state pension forecast. Speak to those who have the knowledge and advice to give you, and don't be afraid to communicate it. These are the kind of things where I always know that, you know, I need to go get my car checked, and I know the longer I leave it, the worse it's going to be. You sometimes have to bite the bullet and deal with certain situations. And this is one of them when it comes to our money and our retirement and cost of living. If it means we have to spend a little bit more time researching what food places have the best deals on, or what pensions are the best for us, what car insurance, have a little look at last time you looked at your mobile phone bill. Mine's gone up and up and up. And I remember a couple of years back, I actually called my provider and said, listen, I'm not really happy with this. What's the best you can do? And because they want to keep you, they actually look deeper into it, and I got a much better deal. And if these things in each area of our lives we can kind of get a grip with, then that's going to help overall, for sure. BBC Radio Leeds.